Page 41. Test your skills. London festivals.
London's parks host concerts and festivals throughout the year, but many people living nearby who want to use the parks every day aren't in the mood to party.
Finsbury Park is popular with families, dog walkers and people out for a stroll, but parts of it are frequently closed off to the community because of big events and festivals. Now campaigners have had enough and say residents and the park itself are suffering.
So we're 2 months on from Wireless, and actually what you're seeing is that the grass here is dead. It's a patchy ground field, not actually a green field. And what you're also seeing is lots of glass, broken glass, and other debris just trodden in from the hundreds of thousands of people. And that's actually quite a disgrace. We really need better management of these events for the community's sake. What you've got is people being stopped going into the park for significant parts of the summer, the best part of the year to use the park, but also you've got this massive disruption to the local community.
Haringey Council say the events bring in vital funds, adding that during the biggest festival, Wireless, only 27% of Finsbury Park is closed. But experts are concerned about what they're calling creeping privatisation.
Copyright BBC Worldwide Limited.